Hello, 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 hello. We are live. I think I've just accidentally given myself a splinter, but it's okay. So we are live and we are recording my last live. Apologies to anyone who went onto my whatchamacallit, went onto my podcast and heard the audio quality. I definitely think it could have been a lot better. We are here actually, not just as a one-off live, but we are going to be doing this for 30 days. You're going to have 30 days of me live, which is so cool. We're going to be talking about so much. I'm going to be covering so much. So definitely get a chance to join us live. They'll be at random times of the day, and we'll be talking about various different topics to very much up level your dating strategy for the month of April. Astrologically, there's so much happening that you can't afford not to tune in, even at least the replays, just so you can make sure that you're in a position where when you're going into the dating world, you're very much going in with a plan. You're not winging it. You know, from all of the different content that I put out, that I don't believe in just winging it. I don't believe in just meditating on it or putting some crystals out and hoping for the best. In dating, just like with anything that you want to manifest into this world and want to bring into reality, you need a practical plan. And that's what this piece is. So, what we're going to be doing, particularly over the next 3 days, is talking about getting into your let the best man win energy. And I've been saying that a lot this week, and people have been turning their heads like, okay, what is that all about? And that energy is very much about getting out of this scarcity mindset, right? Getting out of that belief system of, oh my God, all the men have run out and dating so hard and all this stuff that genuinely just holds you back. Remember, in life, you know, whether you're super woo-woo or not, in life, when we think about energy, it's all science. Every single moment, every single second of the day that you are living and breathing, you're manifesting something. You're manifesting something. You're manifesting, you know, going into work and not being fired by your boss. You're manifesting whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, the reason why things keep ticking on is because you have believed into certain things. You've got a strong energy behind some of the key things in your life, and that's why they're holding together. It's not by chance. So that's what this particular next 72 hours are going to be all about. How can we use that same technique, that same very natural manifestation technique that we are all born with in order to really grow our let the best man win energy to the max, to the absolute max, not only for April, but for the rest of the year. But we can start with April. So first of all, let's just talk about, you know, how we can do that, I think, for day one. So let's call this day one. So first of all, you have no idea how many women come and talk to me about feeling bad when they have more than one possible guy on the go. Like they have more than one person interested in them, or, you know, maybe they've like dated both or more than two guys at once, and they're like, surely I should tell them all. Surely I should tell them all that I'm talking to them all. Or surely I should like get rid of like most of them and only have maximum two or only have maximum one. Now, it's really interesting that this comes up so much for women because when you talk to men, you don't really get the same response. Really interesting. And this just goes back to the way that patriarchy has just dominated the world in general, but particularly us as women and how we approach life in general, this idea that we need to please everybody, this idea that we need to be so honest that we almost betray ourselves and betray what's comfortable for us because we would rather people please, we would rather be the good girl, and we would rather stick to the rules. However, in order to really embrace this energy, this is all about taking the wrongness out of it. The best man energy is all about knowing that you are really, really worth it. And we're going to go into that particular point in the next couple of days. So I'll just touch on it briefly. But the whole point of this, you know, get out of your head that you are somehow, what's the word? Cheating people out of something. You're not cheating anybody out of anything. In fact, you are just doing what is best for you. I would love for some of your women, for you women, to think about what you think you gain by cutting other potentials off because you feel like you should be dating only and speaking only to one man at a time. Please think about what you think you gain from that and think about what you could potentially lose from that. Particularly the people in my audience and my clients, you know, we are all of a certain age and there are certain things that you want to accomplish by a certain age. And particularly when it comes to love, the kind of people I attract into my world are people who have really big things they want to accomplish. They want to write books. They want to start their business. They want to open their second, third, fourth business. So in terms of time, they really are not about investing loads and loads and loads and loads of time in terms of dating and you know, getting the relationship that they want, or at least really improving the dating strategy that they have so far. And so when you think about if we go to that people pleaser mode and that, oh, I should really follow the rules and just date one person at one time, how long do you think it will take to, you know, really get to the point where you are with someone or you're at least speaking to someone who's really a good match for you? I also believe speaking to different people at the same time can really help you know yourself a lot better as well. Again, sometimes as women, we do have the tendency to kind of morph and, you know, accommodate certain things when we're talking to someone that we really, really like. And so when you have several people that you're doing that with, not the morphing part, but the speaking to part, you can't morph, right? You can't put yourself into a little box for every single person you're speaking to. That would take a lot of energy. And, you know, even if you did try to do that, it would get old really quickly. So that's the benefit I see. You actually stand more in your authenticity speaking to a lot of different people. And it doesn't have to be all at the same time or that you've got a specific number of people you're speaking to at one time. Sometimes things drop off, right? Like people drop off. I'm going to be releasing a different piece of content talking about, you know, dating and how it shouldn't just be this one, you know, progress line. There are different types of events that happen when you're getting to know one individual, let alone multiple. But, you know, you are able to be in a position where you see what you like, you know, you put yourself in the power seat. This is not about following any rules. And trust me, I feel as women as well, we kind of inflate situations where we think the worst case scenario is, you know, someone getting so upset, getting so hurt. And I can guarantee you that a lot of men out there are not necessarily put off by the fact that you're talking to not just them, but someone else, but it actually motivates them more to pursue you, not just out of gameplay, but just from the fact that you speaking to more than one person, that shows the kind of people that you're looking to get to know. Oh, actually, she not only has standards, but she's not just looking for just any guy, right? She's not just looking for just any guy. She doesn't just want to fall into relationship with just anyone. She's picky. Okay, well, this raises her value in my eyes. You know, she sees herself as a really intricate human being. Cool. Well, then she must be, right? Because that's how she's portraying herself. Trust me, it actually works in your favor, both in terms of how you come across and also in terms of your result. You want to make sure, like, when you're picking someone who you're going to be spending your time with, that this is someone who's really going to be, you know, complementing your life in a way that you can still carry on being that boss woman that you are, like sticking to your values, but also accomplishing all of those different goals. You can still do that because you've taken your time to pick someone of quality. You've taken a time to really build that relationship with them, build that strong foundation, and do it from a place of authenticity because you've had different scenarios where you could decide what was best for you. So that is day one of get into your best, let the best man win energy. And I will leave you with that. Please let me know how you found this mini training. I would love to hear from you. And like I said, you're going to be seeing a lot of me over the next 30 days, but particularly for this topic, we're going to be carrying this on for the next 48 hours. So stick around. Mm-hmm.